All right, Jamosa, good morning. Let us begin. So today's daf is Samech Ches 68. We are picking up from Samech Zayinim Abay 67b. And we are picking up with Darash Merimar, which is 2, 4, 6 lines up from the bottom. Our shir this morning, our week of learning, is dedicated by Benjamin and Nechama Grossman, in honor of Ira Grossman's 70th birthday. Mazel tov to Ira, Nev Esm Shalom Tovos. And the Shiurim today and tomorrow are dedicated by Akiva and Leah Wechselbaum in honor of their children, Yael and Shlomo Kanner, and the loving memory of our Oma, Chana Bas Rab Naftali, for her 20th yahrzeit. We hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah, the Neshama will have an aliyah, and the family in Nechama. And also with that, let us begin. So we left off, we actually read this line yesterday, but I'll read it again today. Darash Merimar, so Merimar Darshan, Hilchasa Kerev Chista, Ukidimet Haritz Rav Yemar. That ultimately the halacha follows Rav Chista, namely, that technically speaking, one could have some amount of time in between the Chafifa and the Tvila. One could have one day between the Chafifa and Tvila, 2 days between the Chafifa and Tvila, but not 3 days in between the Chafifa and the Tevila. And again, as we explain, that's only when necessary. The ideal would be, of course, that you have the Chafifa close to the Tevila, but at the end of the day, if for some reason there's some type of acute issue, you could have up to 2 days in between the Chafifa and the Tevila. That's how the Gemara asking over here. We'll say if we have time, we'll take a look at the Shulchan Aruch as well, which addresses this discussion. Rabbi will say, but certainly in an ideal world, so we will say that Samuch leChafifa Tvila, that ultimately, again, Chafifa should always take place as close to the Tvila as possible. Iboilu, Isha, Ma'usha Tachov Balayla, Vatitwa Balayla. What's another Kasha? Can a woman go ahead and do Chafifa at night? So remember, again, up until now, the focus, right, the model that you've been using is that Chafifa is done by day, and Tevila is done by night. So now the question becomes, can a woman do Chafifa at night, as well as being Tovel at night? So the Gemara says, it's Machlokas, Marzutra Oser, Marzutra says it is Oser, V'Rav Chinina Bisura Shari. And Rav Chinina says that ultimately, again, it is Mutter. But say, what is the point of contention over here? Look at Rashi. Ma'u she'tachof ba'layla, be'lel tevilasa, mi'ar minar mitoch shema maheres le'tevilasa, lo chayfa shapir. So we'll say the issue at play over here is the following. Are we concerned that if she does chafifa at night, that what will end up happening, because she is in a rush to get to the mikvah, she will perhaps not do as good of thorough of a cleaning if she's doing the chafifa at night? So that fuels the question. Can you go ahead and do chafifa the night of the tevila or not? So machlokes, amali ravad lo chinam misura, lav haki hava ovda b'divisu da'aba mari resh kalusam. Let's listen to this. So this is actually quite wild. So Rav Adler says, the truth is, there's a story. I'll tell you a story that happened. One time it happened with the wife of Abba Mari, who was the resh kalusa. So remember again, resh kalusa is the most powerful man, right, in the exile. He's effectively the king over Galus Jewry. So what happens? One time, the Resh Kalusa, Abba Mari, got into a fight with his wife. As a result, ultimately, again, Rashi says over here, Lashon Kitata, Volo Ratz Talitbo. As a result, she refused to go to the mikvah. Got into a fight with his wife, and she didn't want to go to the mikvah. She was angry at him. So Azor Rav Nachar by Yitzchak Lefayusa. This is incredible. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak went to go ahead and appease her, right, to calm her down. And she said to him, "My Yisei Hashta." She said to him, "Why are you coming here tonight? Why are you coming here tonight? Top of Sanches, Tiski, I see the Machar. It's enough if you just come tomorrow." V'yada my Kamrale. He understood what she was saying to him. See, what was happening over here is as follows. Just understand the story. So remember again, the Resh Kalusa, Abba Mari, gets into a fight with his wife. His wife gets angry at him, therefore she won't go to the mikvah. Rav Nachman comes along to try to calm her down. He comes to her when at night. Which night? the night that technically she would have gone to the mikvah, she says to him, I appreciate what you're doing, but you could have come tomorrow. Why are you coming tonight? Now, what Rav Nachman understood, what she was saying to Hosea was what? She was saying, listen, you're too late regardless tonight because I didn't do my chafifa during the day. So because I couldn't do my chafifa during the day, I can't go to the mikvah tonight anyway. See, I appreciate your overture for shalom. I could have saved you the trip tonight. You could have just come tomorrow. See, he says to her, Amar, he says back to her, Dudi chasarta, tashtaki chasarta, avdi chasarta. See, he says to her, what's wrong? What's wrong? Are you missing? Dudi are literally like pots. Are you missing pots to boil up water? Are you missing benches to sit on? Are you missing servants to bring you the water? So in other words, what he said to her was, what's the problem? Essentially, you could do the chafifa tonight. So I'm going to say the whole point of the story is that ultimately, again, he was telling her, it's okay, even if you didn't do the chafifa by day, you can still do the chafifa by night. So I'm going to say here, you seem to have a clear raya that halacha l'maisa, chafifa can be done by day. But excuse me, can be done even the night of the tevila. Again, what you begin to see, Rabbi Hosea, is that the halacha feels that it should be done by day in order that the woman should have sufficient time to prepare for the mikvah without rush. But l'maisa, for some reason, chafifa was not done by day. It absolutely can be done by night. It's also absolutely amazing that the Gemara brings down this story. Right? First of all, again, even the Reish Kalusa, right, has everybody runs into right, occasional shalom bayis problems. It's so beautiful to see how Rav Nachman, right, Rav Nachman was so concerned for his chaver that he went ahead and he intervened with Reish Kalusa's wife. Pretty amazing. So the Gemara goes weiter. Darash Rava, Isha chofefes be'arev Shabbos, vitoveles be'matzi Shabbos. A woman could do a chafifa on Friday afternoon and go to the mikvah on Matzei Shabbos. Most remember again, so we saw this already in yesterday's daf, right? The idea that although not ideal, there can be a lapse of between the chafifa and the tefillah. See here again, a woman could do chafifa erev Shabbos and go to the mikvah on Matzei Shabbos. Hi, I'm really Rav Papa the Rava. So Rav Papa said, Rava, 1 second, v'hashalech Ravin. But yet, Ravin once sent in a letter the following halacha: Isha lo tachov be'erev Shabbos v'titzvah b'matzei Shabbos. Actually, Ravin sent in a letter that dafka a woman should not do a chafifa on erev Shabbos and go to the mikvah on matzei Shabbos. And everybody says, what does that mean? So, what should she do? She should do the chafifa on Matzei Shabbos. So we'll say, just so you understand the tension that's unfolding over here, which is quite a dramatic one. So on one hand, the logic to say that she should do a chafifa on Erev Shabbos and be tovelas Matzei Shabbos, this way it allows the chafifa to be done by day. If the chafifa could be done by day, this way what? This way halacha l'maisa, we assume she has enough time. She doesn't have to rush. That's the logic to say she should do the chafifa on Erev Shabbos and go to the mikvah on Matzei Shabbos. On the flip side, what we don't like about this approach is what? Is that l'maisa, there's a lapse in time between the chafifa and the tevila. That's the issue. That's the tension that we have over here. So here you have Ravin saying that a woman should not do a chafifa on Erev Shabbos and go to the mikvah Matzei Shabbos. And the truth is, you could ask a simple question. Heich chofefes b'yom. Now the assumption is that the reason why Ravin does not like a chafif on Erev Shabbos for a tevila on Matzei Shabbos is because we will say takeif lechafifa tevila, that ultimately again chafifa should be done immediately before tevila. But if that's the case, you have a general problem with the way we do chafifa. Why? Listen to this. Tamal asmecha. In general, how could a woman ever do the chafifa by day and go to the mikveh at night? See, I will say, even in a regular case, let's take a regular case. A woman's going to the mikveh on Monday night. So we'll say, when is she doing her chafifa? What does the halacha say? So sometime in the afternoon, right? Sometime in the afternoon before shkia, before sunset, or into sunset. But lav dafka that she's doing it right before. I will say, I give you this meaning. It's not like we tell a woman that she have to go to the mikvah, do the chafifa in the mikvah, and then go and be tovavas right afterwards. There's always a lap, there's always some amount of time in between the chafifa and the tvila. So Ravin, for someone who's so insistent on tekef lechafifa tvila, in general, how is chafifa ever good in your mind? So which the Gemara says, Hadar, good. Hadar uki Rava Amora Alei Vidarash. We'll say Rava then established Amora. Amora is like a spokesperson. And he said the following, Dvarim shamart lefneichem taus hein biyadi. The things that I said to you before were mistaken. Baram kach amru mishmid Rabbi Yochanan, isha lo tachuf be'erev Shabbos, v'tit bal b'matri Shabbos. Therefore, I will say, remember again, so Rava went ahead and said before, that halacha l'maisa, what a woman could do a chafifa on Erev Shabbos and be tov alas matzi Shabbos, comes along Rava and says, I made a mistake. That which I paskin before was incorrect. Rather, lo tachu b'erev Shabbos, v'tit bal b'matri Shabbos. V'tam alas mecha, and in general, maybe you'll ask, heich chofefes b'yom, v'tov alas b'alayim. In general, how do we allow a woman to do a chafifa by day and be toveles at night? I habo ino samoch lechafifa tefila v'laka. Because after all, again, don't you run into a general problem of samoch lechafifa tefila? Take a look at Rashi. Rashi says over here, actually, I'm sorry, not yet. V'hochasa, and we'll say, what is the halacha? Yisha chofefes bayom v'toveles b'alayos. We'll say, the halacha is, a woman does her chafifa by day, and ultimately goes to the mikvah by night. The hilchasa, isha lo tachof ella balayla. And the halacha is that a woman should only do chafifa at night. To which the Gemara says, what? Kasha, hilchasa. You just delivered two contradictory conclusions, right? First conclusion, first halacha you gave, is that a woman should do chafifa by day and be toveles by night. Second conclusion you gave is, a woman should only do a chafifa by night. So what's going on, Lokashia? Hada efshar, hada lo efshar. We'll say, here we go. So look at Rashi. Hada efshar, lachuf bayom, chofefes bayom. When chafifa can be done by day, we do chafifa by day. Hada lo efshar, Rashi says, lachuf kigon matzi yom tov, lo tachuf ela balayla. So he changes it to matzi Shabbos. And that goes with Yunim. So we'll say, so therefore again, halach lemaisa, what comes out, just to bring this all together, what comes out is as follows. That the ideal, of course, is, first of all, samuch lechafifa tvila, that we try to do the chafifa as close to the tvila as possible. The ideal timing for the chafifa is the later afternoon that goes into the evening. This way, again, otherwise you have samuch lechafifa tvila, but we want the chafifa to be done by day. So that what? A woman should not rush, because remember, what's the concern with doing the chafifa at night? Is that a woman, it's already time to go to the mikvah, a woman is going to go ahead and rush the preparations. So therefore, ideally, we like the chafifa to be done by day, right? By day, close to the night. If chafifa can't be done by day, then what's the halacha? You can even do it by night. You can even do it by night. And we'll say, what happens if, right, we're giving you do it by night. Halacha lamaisa, chafifa can be separated from the tvila up to how many days? Ultimately, again, up to 2 days. Up to 2 days. It's not ideal, but up to 2 days. So the parent, so where this happens, I don't know, often, but where it certainly happens is, woman has to go to mikvah matzi Shabbos. She does her chafifa ultimately again on Erev Shabbos. She does her primary chafifa on Erev Shabbos. Matzi Shabbos again, she'll do some additional preparations, but lamaisa, the primary chafifa is going to be done matzi Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. But technically speaking, you could have up to 2 days in between the chafifa and the tefillah, and the chafifa will still be okay. Good. We'll say that's the sugya. Mishnah. Nida Shabbat. Was another very interesting case. Nida Shabbat ka'atzma yom shvi. Mishnah. If a nida, a woman who's a nida, did a badika on the seventh day in the morning. Shmuel says, remember again, look at Rashi, which is actually not yet. Shmuel says, we're talking about over here is as follows. So obviously a woman before, so this is the Nida on the seventh day, is doing a bedika before she's about, before she's going in the mikvah. Now we'll say, now she's doing this mikvah, she's doing this bedika shachris in the morning. So Nida Shabbat ka'atzma yom shvi shachris umatza tahora. And she finds that she is clean. So, okay, ubeina shmashas lo efrisha. So we'll say, now the ideal is as follows. The ideal is really when we want her doing this bedika is when? Is the afternoon of the seventh day. That's really when we want her doing the bedika, the afternoon of the seventh day, so that she'll go to the mikvah night number 8, right? Night number 8 is the night right after the 7 days. So that's the ideal. In this case over here, she did a bedika in the morning, but did not do a second bedika in the afternoon. But the bedika, the good news is the bedika of the morning was tahora. And she never did a bedika the afternoon of the seventh day. And Abba said, listen to this. Sometime later on, she then did a bedika, and she found blood of the bedika. So the bedika was tamea. So I say, now, of course, the shayla is, what's her status? So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, her chazaka is that she is tahora. Look at Rashi for just a moment. Rashi says, "Bechazkas tahora, biyamim shebein sayim v'taroses shenaga b'hen la'achar shetavla b'lo shmini tahoros tahashu dechazay." So just to illustrate what's happening over here in this case, day number 7 of her nidus, she does a bedika in the morning. The bedika is fine. She doesn't do another bedika in the afternoon. Okay, let's call it day number 10. She does a bedika and she finds blood on it. Tmeya. We'll say, meanwhile, so she went to the mikvah night number 8. Let's say day number 9, she was handling taras. Day number 10, she was handling taras. So day number 10 in the afternoon, she goes ahead and she, or day number 11, she finds, she does a bedika, it's tmeya. So the shayla is, what's the status of the taras that she handled in between going to the mikvah on night number 8 and the bedika on day number 11? So the Mishnah says, it's not a problem. She's b'cheskes tara, and we assume that her chazakah, or we assume that she became a tamea right now, right at the moment that she did the bedika. Next case, that's case number 1. Batka atzma biyom shvi shachar sumatza tamea. But it's the same case. She does bedika the morning of the seventh day, and it turns out that she's tamea. Ubena shmashas lo efrisha. And I'll say the afternoon of the seventh day, she never did a bedika. Ula achar zman, badka, and sometime later on, she did a bedika. We'll call it again day number 11. She did a bedika. Umatza tahora, and ultimately, again, she finds that the bedika is clean. Harezu becheskas tmeya. Ultimately, Rabbo says her chazaka is that she's been tmeya this entire time. In other words, Rabbo says that halacha lemaisa, her chazaka is only considered to have changed from the moment that she did the bedika and found Torah, but up until that point in time, she is considered ultimately again to be Temeah. Furthermore, again, umitame me'is la'is, umipikida la'pikida. And ultimately, again, she's with Tamil Isis. Now, Rashi points out this is going on the first case. Look at Rashi, umitame me'is la'is, areshakoi, diktani achar yomim batko, matza temeah. So we'll say this is going on the first case. In case someone, when she did the bedika on the morning of the 7th and it was clean, then she didn't do another bedika in the afternoon of the 7th. She goes to the mikvah the night of the 8th. She does another bedika, we'll call it day number 11, finds that bedika is tmeya. So we'll say now the Mishnah says, by the way, when she finds that bedika on day number 11 that it's tmeya, she's metame me'is la'is. Going back to the first Mishnah in the Masechta. Right? Her tumah status backs up 24 hours. Umipikida lepikida. V'miyesh la'veses. But ultimately, again, if she has a veses, then what? Daya shaita. Then we'll say ultimately, again, in that case, we'll say daya shaita. Remember, again, whenever you have a veses kavua does not require any type of retroactivity application. Rabbi Huda says no. Listen, in order to go to the mikvah night number 8, what do you need? What do you need? You need a bedika on the afternoon of day number 7. And if you don't have a clean bedika the afternoon of day number 7, you are tamea. Even if she did a bedika the morning of the 7th day, it does not make a difference. Without an afternoon bedika on day number 7, nothing to talk about. Harezu becheskas tamea. The Chum say no. Afilo b'shnayim l'nidasa bat komatsa tahora ben hashmoshos la'efisha u'la'achras man bat komatsa tzmeya harezu b'ches kastor. I both say wild position. The Chum saying, oh, not true. Even if the only time she did a batika during the 7 days is on day number two, let's say she did a batika on day number two, and that batika turned out clean, and she never did another batika ultimately again on any other time during the 7 days. And the next time she did a batika was, let's say, day number 11, right? So halacha l'maisa, she still has a cheskas tara. Cheskas tara, and we assume ultimately again that she only becomes tmeya from the time that she finds the badika and on. Take a look at Rashi for just a moment. Afilu b'shayim l'nidasa, batka b'shachris u'matza tahora, u'ben ha'shmashas lo'efisha, u'lesov zayin tavla, v'achar yamim batka u'matza tmeya, harezu ad achshav b'cheskas tahora. So we'll say, listen to this. We'll say, that's the position of the Chachamim. Even if the only badika she did during the 7 days was on day number two, and that badika came out clean, and the next time she did the badika was on day number, we'll call, and she went to the mikvah, night number eight, and the next time she did the badika was day number 11, and the badika on day number 11 comes out tmeya, she is considered to be tahora up until day number 11, and it's only that badika on day number 11 that changes her status. Rashi therefore says, v'shalosh machlokis bedavar. She both says, very good, important Rashi. Rashi says, the Mishnah espouses three different opinions. The Tanakhama, b'shvihu d'metarasa b'dika shachris, aval shinar. But the Tanakhama holds that she requires a b'dika on day number 7 in order to go to the mikveh at night. Now, ideally, we would like that b'dika to be done when? When? The afternoon. But even if she did it in the morning, ultimately, again, it's okay. It's okay, that's Tanakhama. Aval shini lo. But a b'dika done any earlier day, according to the Tanakhama, will not suffice. The Rabbi Yehuda, Afilu b'dikas she is shachris l'matara ad shetarfish bin hashmashas. Well, Rabbi Yehuda has the most machmir opinion. He holds that no, it's only a b'dika on the afternoon of the seventh day which will allow her to go to the mikvah. And finally, the Rabbanon say pretty much a b'dika even on day number two that comes out okay, comes out clean, is going to allow her to go to the mikvah on night number eight. So we'll say three b'machlokes. We'll analyze. Says the Gemara, Itmar, Rav Amar Zava Vadai, the Levi Amar Zava Safek. Rav says she's a Zava Vadai, and Levi says she's a Zava Safek. To which the Gemara says, okay, Ahia, what are you talking about? Right? What case are you commenting on? Ilema Aresha, if you want to see, you're talking about the Resha of the Mishnah, Harezu Bechaz Kastahora Katani. The Mishnah says about this woman who does the Badika on the morning of day number 7 that she is Bechaz Kastara. Ella Asefa, rather, is talking about the Seifa of the Mishnah. What's the Seifa? Rashi says, "Badka shvi'i shachris u'matza tzmeya u'ben hashmoshes lo'efisha." So I'll say this is talking about, so remember, basically on the Seifa, the woman who does the bedik on the morning of the seventh day and comes out tzmeya. To which the Gemara says, "Listen to this. Bishlama safek zava aminon. I understand why this woman will be a safek zava because maybe she was bleeding all of the days, right? Ella zava vaday." Say, how can you call her a Zava Vadai? Because remember again, in the Seifa case, although the Badika on day number 7 is coming out unclean, the subsequent Badika on day number 10 or day number 11 is coming out clean. Itmar. Rather, I will say, ultimately, again, Rav and Levi are actually commenting on a totally independent ruling. What is it? Nida Shabbat Ka'atza B'yom Shvi Shachris. If Anida did a Badika on the seventh day in the morning, Umaza Tmeya, and it turns out that the Badika is Tmeya, the Badika is not good. And what happens? Rav Amar Zava, I'm sorry, Uben Ashmashas Leifisha, thank you. Uben Ashmashas, she did not do a Badika. Ula Achar Yamin Badka Umaza Tmeya. And a few days later, she does another badika, and it comes out tmeya. Supposed to say, so this is a different case now, right? In this case, she's doing a badika on the seventh day in the morning, and it's tmeya. She does a badika, we'll call it 3 days later, and what? It's tmeya again. It's tmeya again. So what happens in this case? Rav Amar Zava Vadai. Rav says that such a woman is a Zava Vadai. The Levi Amar Safik Zava Safik. Levi says she's a Safik. Let's analyze the shitas. Rav Amar Zava Vadai Kevan de Meikar Nimseis Tmeya. Va'achshav Nimseis Tmeya Tmeya Vadai. So that's very simple. if she's finding blood on day, the morning of day number 7, and she's finding blood again on a couple of days later, that means that what? Bepashto, so we'll say, remember again, she's been bleeding for multiple days, and again, a number of those days are happening when? After her nida cycle closes out. Therefore, Allah Kalamai, sweet cheater, as a Zava Vandai. Levi Amar, Levi says, Suffix Zava, she's not a Zava Vandai, rather, she's only a Suffix Zava. Why? Ema pas, emar paska beni ubeni. Because we'll say, what happened? Maybe she went ahead and stopped in between. In other words, she will say, what Rav is looking at is like this. If she finds blood on day number 7, and she finds blood again on day number 11, the way we interpret those two bedikas is how she's been bleeding this entire time. She's a vadai zava. So Levi says, on the other hand, maybe not. Maybe it just means she was bleeding on day number 7 and day number 11, but lav dafka, she was bleeding all of the days in between. And therefore, at most, she is only a safek zava. Amud Beis. V'chein tana Levi Masni. He's going to say, first line, time of Pesach Ches and Levi, v'chein tana Levi Masni. Levi also taught this, achar yayamim ben batka. So we're going to say, fine. So the Gemara just records over here another machlokes between Rav and Levi, different than our Mishnah. Our Mishnah does not record this case. A woman who finds, does a bedika on the morning of the 7th and it's Tameah, does a bedika called the morning of the 11th, it becomes Tameah. So this machlokes Rav and Levi. Rav sings Vadai Zava because we assume she's been bleeding the entire time. Levi Suffix Zava, because maybe she bled on 7, maybe she bled on 11, but perhaps she did not bleed in between. Good, says the Gemara. So we'll say, remember again, the Mishnah, so remember, in case number 1 of the Mishnah was a case of a woman who did a bedika on the morning of the 7th, and that bedika was tahora. She didn't do a bedika again in the afternoon. She goes to the mikvah that night. A couple of days later, she does another bedika, and that bedika ultimately again is tmeya. So, what's the halacha? What did the Mishnah say? Harehi b'cheskas tahora. We assume that she is tahora up until the time. We're calling it on day number 11 that she did this subsequent bedika, and it's tmeya. The Mishnah then qualified this statement and said, by the way, when she finds that bedika tmeya on day number 11, she is metame me'is la'isu mepekida la'pekida. Unless, of course, she has a veses kavua, and then we will say dayesh shaita. So says the Gemara, lema tevitu of the Rava. So we'll say, is this not a refutation of the position of Rava? Da'amar Rava. Rava says, lomar, she'en ha'isha metame me'es la'es, v'soch yimei zivasa. So we'll say, interestingly enough, Rava is of the opinion that halacha lemaisa, a woman is not metame me'es la'es during the days of her zivos. That the concept of being metame me'es la'es, according to Rava, is a din in nidus and not a din in zivos. Remember, the case of the Mishnah is where is she finding the bedika tmeya that's happening during her days of zivos. And yet the Mishnah is saying that she could become tmeya me'es la'es. This would seem to refute the position ultimately again of Rava. To which the Gemara of Alav Osvine L'Rava Chad Azimna, but say, okay, we already refuted the position of Rava earlier on. To which the Gemara Sahi Kamrinan, rather the Gemara says, what we mean to say, Lema Tevet Yuf to the Rava Nami Miha. So we say, Inachinami, we refuted Rava once, but let's refute him again. Right? We could also bring another refutation from here. Amalacha Rava, and Rava will say, no. Ki Katani Matame Is Lais Areish Pirkin Koi. Rava says, in fact, that line, so we'll say, how will Rava interpret that line? Because remember again, Rava holds that the concept of me'is la'is only applies during the days of nidus, not during the days of zivus. So again, we're using this line to refute the position of Rava. How does Rava understand this line? Amar l'cha Rava, ki katani mitame me'is la'is areish pirkin koi. So Rava will say, in fact, that statement of mitame me'is la'is is not going on our Mishnah. It's actually going on a Mishnah in the beginning of the Perek. What is it going on? Arasa va'oda b'beis aviha. But I'll say, interestingly enough, it's actually going on the case of Arasa va'oda b'beis aviha, a girl, ultimately again, who before she got married, had already become a nida in her father's home. And I'll say, again, the Mishnah was talking about halacha l'maisa, what to do with dam besulim. Take a look at Rashi for just a moment. Areish pirkin koi. If ultimately, again, she becomes a nida while she's still in her father's home before she got married, Beisilo says that halacha l'maaseh, when she gets married, we attribute dam besulim to the entire first night. Right? So whatever blood she sees the first night is attributable to dam besulim. And I will say the Mishnah then said that what? Or the Mishnah here is saying that halacha l'maaseh, after the first night, if this girl sees dam, she's metame me'is le'is. Because what would I feel otherwise? Sakhada et chamina, kevan de mafsiki le'i, kevan de mafsiki le'hu yamim to'orin ketchilas nidas adam yo. I might have thought that what? That halacha l'maisa, since she has yimei tara, after this, we treat her as if a girl like a girl who's becoming a nida for the first time. V'lo t'tam me'is le'is. And therefore, again, she should not become to me'is le'is. Kamashlan, that is not the case. Kamashlan, that once she became an Ida beforehand in her father's home, even though we give her the first night, the entire first night of the wedding, for Dam Besulim, when she subsequently becomes an Ida, we treat her as a regular Nida who is Mitame Me'eis Leis. Okay? Im Yesh La Vesas. So let's remember again, the Mishnah said, however, if she has a Vesas, we do not say Me'eis Leis. Neima Teviti of the Rafuna Barchia. Amar Shmuel. Amar Rafuna Barchia Amar Shmuel. Shmuel said, this refutes the position of Rafuna. How so? What does he say? Lomar, She'in ha'isha kova'as la'vesas b'mezi vasab. Shmuel said, interestingly enough, because Rafuna Barchia said the name of Shmuel, that a woman cannot be kovea of vases during her days of zivus. Was like quite fascinating. So remember again, so the Mishnah said that if she finds dam, right, during her Yemei Zivus, so we apply the concept of Me'is Leis. Unless, of course, she has a Vesas Kavua, then we'll say Daya Shaita. So we'll say, interestingly enough, what this says is that a woman can have a Vesas Kavua even during her days of Zivus. This refutes the opinion of Huna Barchia, name of Shmuel, said that a woman can't be Kovea Vesas Kavua in her days of Zivus. When do we say that a woman can't be kovea aveses in her days of zivos? Because that means is that we will not require three times to uproot a veses established during the days of zivos. Because in general we say that during the days of zivos, she doesn't have blood. As well as say, we don't assume that a woman is going to bleed during the days of Zivos, like we assume that a woman is going to bleed during the days of Nidos. The Chevan de Dameha Misulakin. And I will say, because ultimately, again, during the days of Zivos, she is in a state of Dameha Misulakin. We do not assume that she is in a state of active bleeding. Therefore, what? Therefore, Daya Shaita. So it's actually quite interesting. So therefore, again, what Rav Huna Bar Chiya is saying is as follows, that halacha l'maisa, even if you hold that you can't go ahead and establish a vesas during days of Zivos, you will still hold the concept of Daya Shaita. Remember again, what's the whole issue of Me'is Le'is versus Daya Shaita? What's the concern? The concern is, the reason you would say Me'is Le'is is why? Because when a woman bleeds, what's the concern? That although the blood is exiting the body now, it was what? It was there beforehand. See, interestingly enough, Rav Huna Bar Chiya is saying that only applies in a time where there's an expectation of bleeding. So during the days of Nidus, there's an expectation of bleeding. That's when you say, Me'es la'es me'pekida la'pekida. But during the days of Zivus, when a woman is what's called in a state of Misulekes Damin. Misulekes Damin means, it's not the Metzias that she's going. We don't expect the woman to bleed during her days of Zivos. We don't expect that. So because of that, everyone will agree that halacha l'maisa, during her days of Zivos, we will say Daya Shaita. Very interesting. Rabbi Huda says as follows. Tanya. So remember again, we have three different opinions. One more time. We have three different opinions in the Mishnah, right? The Tanakhama says, you need a bedika on day number 7 in order to go to the mikvah, but even if that bedika ultimately, again, is in the morning, it's fine. Ideal to do it in the afternoon, but ultimately, again, it's okay. Rabbi Huda holds, no. You must have a bedika on the afternoon of the 7th in order to go to the mikvah. If you don't have that afternoon bedika on day number 7, it's not good. You can't go to the mikvah. And the Chachamim, the Rabbanon hold that what? The Rabbanon hold, even if you only did a bedika when? On day number 2. On day number 2, you're going to be totally fine. To which the Gemara says, here we go. Tanya, Amr lo Rabbi Huda. They said to Rabbi Huda, So apparently Rabbi Huda, which Rabbi Huda holds is like this. They're assuming that Rabbi Huda's shita is that she must have ibadika right before she goes to the mikvah. The problem is that's not really even happening according to, because according to Rabbi Huda, when is she doing her bidika? Sometime in the afternoon of the 7th. Mina mincha, the afternoon of the 7th. She's not going to the mikvah until when? Until when? Until nightfall. Which means there's anyway going to be a lapse in between the mikvah and the immersion. So said to Rabbi Huda, you know, literally, if her hand was in her eye, the entire bein hashmashos, yafa atomer. So a hand in her eye, of course, is a metaphoric description of bedika, right? So if she was doing a bedika the entire bein hashmashos, up until the time that she was going to the mikvah, I would understand your position. But, right, achshav imar im siluk yadeha, rasa, mali efisha v'tara b'zayim min amincha l'mayla, Mali Afisha Batara Berishon. So let's say Sitra Bihud like this. Rabbi Huda, even you are agreeing that when is she doing the Badika? She's doing the Badika in the afternoon of the 7th. Right? Why don't you like it? Rabbi Huda, why don't you like it if she does the Badika in the morning of the 7th? What are you concerned about? What are you concerned about? That if she does in the morning of the 7th, what's gonna happen? What's gonna happen? She's gonna see Dam sometime in between the morning and the nighttime. So I don't understand. If that's your concern, then that same concern should apply in the afternoon also, right? She does a badika in the afternoon of day number 7. Why aren't you concerned that the moment she finishes the badika, she sees dam? And if you're going to be okay with an afternoon badika on day number 7, then what? Technically speaking, you should be okay even with a badika on day number 1. Whereas with the same time, there's like this. It's the same possibility. The same possibility that she sees Dam and the afternoon of the 7th, in between the time that she did the Badika and the immersion, is the same possibility and probability that she's going to see Dam after Badika on day number 1. In other words, Rabbi Huda, unless, of course, you are requiring her to do a Badika literally up until the point that she immerses, once you're leaving some amount of time where something could happen, then what does it matter if she does a Badika on the afternoon of day number 7 or in the afternoon of day number 1, to which the Gemara says, Berishon, Berishon mi'ika l'man da'amar. Rabbi Huda says, is there anyone who says that she could actually do a bedika on day number 1, and that bedika would allow her to go to the mikvah? In, to which the Gemara says, yes, in fact, there is. Va'atanya, Amar Rabbi, sha'alti es Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Shimon, kishahayu mechalchim badara. One time, so Rabbi says, one time I asked Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Shimon, we were walking on the way, Neither Shabbat Ka'atzma Yom Zayin Shachris, Umatza Tahora, Ubin Ashmashos Lohefrisha. So, Rabbi said, I asked the following Shaila. A woman did a Badika on the morning of the 7th, right? And the Badika came out good. And she did not do another Badika on the afternoon of the 7th, right? She didn't do another Badika. Ulachim, sometime later, Batka Umatza Tamea. A couple days later, she did another Badika, and what? She found that the Badika was not good. Mahu, what is her status? Amrullah, they said to him, Harezu b'cheskes tara. So he said, no problem, the woman is okay. No, she's b'cheskes tara up until the time that she does the problematic bedika. So she did the bedika on day number 11. So her chazak is that she's tara up until day number 11. Everything changes day number 11. Ay, shishi, chamishi, revi'i, shlishi, sheni, mai. Rebbe then proceeded to ask them, but what happens if she didn't do the bedika on day number 7? But she did it on day number 6, or day number 5, or day number 4, or day number 3, or day number 2. What's her status? Amar lei lo shna. And they said back to him, it doesn't matter. The truth is, we'll say, as long as she did a badika on one of the 7 days, and that badika came out clean, although it's not ideal, technically speaking, if she went to the mikvah night number 8, she is tahora. And even if she subsequently does a badika on day number 11 and that badika comes out unclean, halacha lemaaser status only changes as of the time of the second badika, but she has a cheskas tara up until that point. And Rebbe says, Barishon lo sha'alti. And for some reason, I never asked them, what happens if she does the badika on day number 1? Vita'isi shelo sha'alti. And I made a big mistake, right? I made a big mistake that I didn't ask. Rashi says, Ta'isi shel sha'alti, shilu sha'alti hayu mitarin. Because I'll say, now that I didn't ask, I can't assume. Right? Now that I didn't ask, I can't assume. But had I asked, they would have been mitair even a batikon day number one. To which the Gemara says, Ata kulhu lav becheskas toma kaimi bechevan de pasak pasak. So we'll say, yet interestingly enough, all 7 days have a cheskas tara. Yet as soon as she does the badika, that establishes her chazaka as tahora. Rishonami kevan de pasak pasak. Therefore, again, the same logic should apply even on day number one, that if she did a badika and the badika came out clean, then halacha lemaisa she should have a cheskas tara. Umeikara mai savar. So let's say, so in the beginning, why would we have thought that day number one is different? Hoil v'hochsak mayan pasuach. We'll say, I might have thought that halacha lemaisa, day number one is different. Why? Literally, again, because the well springs are open. Or as we'll say, I might have thought that day number one, remember, is too soon. Because we'll say, what's day number one? What's day number one? Day number one is the day she begins to bleed. So I might have thought that perhaps, again, a bedik on day number one will never be relevant. Because halacha lemaisa, Mayan Pasuach, literally again, the spring of her nidos is open. But I will say, what you begin to see is that halacha lemaisa, there is an opinion like this. Now remember, none of this really is relevant for us because we no longer have this 7 day model. Remember again, this is working with the 7 day model of nidos, not Shivanikiyim, right? Seven day model. What you do need in the 7 day model is a bedika that says that the bleeding finished. That you do need. Remember? So you do need to ascertain that the dam is no longer emerging from her body. That you need. But again, for us, this discussion doesn't really hold all that much relevance because now that we merged the halachos of zivos and nidos, so we require shivanikiyim. Good, but nevertheless, very interesting to see the three-way shita, Rabbi Huda, the Rabbanon, and the Tanakama. Again, I will say one more time, the Rabbi Huda ultimately holding, the Tanakama holding, you need a bedika on the 7th day, but even the morning of the 7th day is okay. Rabbi Huda, no, you must have a bedika on the afternoon of the 7th day. And the Rabbanan telling us that literally even a bedika on the second day, not the first Rabbanan will hold, but on the 2nd day and forward is going to be good. Pretty incredible. Also, let's at least begin the next Mishnah. Hazav v'azava shebat ku'atzman b'yom rishon. Umatsu tar. Let's listen to this case. Zav and Zava. Abosai, remember, now we're transitioning. Zav and Zava, what do you require, Abosai? Shivanikiyim. Right? 7 clean days. So Zav and Zava, so Zav and Zava, who did a badik on day Biyom Rishon, Umatsu tar, or Biyom Ashvi Umatsu tar. Ushar Yomim Bein Saim Lo Batku. Abosai, very interesting case. So Zav and Zava require Shivanikiyim. Abosai, in this case over here, they did a badik on day number one and a badik on day number seven. Good news is that both bedikos came out clean. Bad news, they did no bedikos in between. What's the halacha? Rabbi Eliezer Omer Harin Becheskas Tara. Rabbi Eliezer says it's good. The bookends of 1 and 7 tell us that they have a Cheskas Tara and we're good to go. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Ein Lahem El Yom Rishon V'Yom Shvi Bilvad. Rabbi Yeshua says no. All they have are days 1 and day 7. Those 2 days count, so we'll get 2 clean days. But the middle days do not count towards the Shevinikiyim. Rabbi Akiva and Rikiva says, Ein lam ela zayin, yom zayin bilbad. All they have is day number 7. So both say, 3-way machlokes. Right? Rabbi Eliezer is saying, all 7 days are good. Rabbi Yeshua is saying, only days 1 and 7 are good. So both say, so they emerge with 2 clean days. And ultimately, again, Rabbi Akiva is saying, they only have day number 7. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Lidvarecha, we'll stop over here. We'll pick up in Yeretz Hashem with the Gemara tomorrow. Shukoya.